You're listening to Sydney's Best Breakfast. And now, the UK Report.
Yes, and right round the world, countries are grappling with what to do with this massive surge in COVID cases in China, the possibility there might be some new strains there, and, of course, with China opening its borders, are countries going to receive people from China without COVID tests? The US and a raft of others are saying they do require the tests. John Adderley joins us now from the UK. UK, John, seems to be taking the same approach as Australia.
Yeah, Australia aren't going for extra restrictions, are they, at the moment? It's kind of wait and watch approach. I think there's a lot of nervousness, and there is that question being kept under review of whether to impose, COVID restrictions on people coming from China. They're just saying that they're going to keep it under review here. The health minister here, Will Quint, says the key threat is any new variant. And he says there is no evidence at the moment that there is a new variant from China that's not already prevalent in the UK. But he goes on to say a lot of people will be concerned about the news coming out of China. I mean, no one wants to go back to anywhere over the last 3 years, of course. So his boss, the Health Secretary Steve Barclay, met the head of the UK Health Security Agency and the Chief Medical Officer today. So, I mean, they are taking it seriously. One expert here, interestingly, says he doesn't think the current situation in China is likely to generate many more COVID cases in the UK or generally across the globe. But, I mean, you can be sure there won't be any complacency here. There are at least two former Conservative health ministers who think the government should do something. So I think there's a little bit of a split opinion, but at the moment it's let's just be a little bit cautious, wait and see what happens.
Yeah, and you and I know, John, what we've learned over the last couple of years is a whole lot of people who are actually experts in this field who then produce completely different sets of advice. So we've got to work out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, conflicting advice, it's a tricky one, isn't it?
All right, now, New Year's celebrations, of course, on the way. It seems almost... You just wonder, why would this advice have to go out? But it is going out about women and drink spiking.
Yeah, I think because it can just go on without anyone noticing. And, of course, your guard's down, isn't it, if you're having fun. And they've done some collating of the figures, police around the country, and say there have been nearly 5,000 reports of needle and drink spiking in the UK over the last year. This, of course, is when someone puts alcohol or drugs into someone's drink or even directly into their body via an injection. You don't find out until later, of course, mainly in crowded places like nightclubs.
Incredible, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, we've heard testimony from some women saying, you know, it's made them not want to go out anymore. Scary, apart from anything else, as to what might happen. And one of the leading police officers who's trying to tackle this, a detective chief constable, Maggie Blythe, she says that police have increased action against spiking. They've got undercover detectives going out in bars just trying to see what's going on. I mean, it's really tricky. But, you know, you get a frightened victim whose night turns into a nightmare and may take them a while to recover. So they say it's complex and challenging how you actually investigate it. But one bit of advice they're putting out to people as they think about going out on New Year's Eve, apart from obviously just generally keeping an eye on your drink at all times if possible, is if you do think that you have been spiked, report it really quickly because, you know, drugs can pass through the system quickly. If they can do tests quickly, then maybe they can get a firm result and do something about it. But it's a difficult one, isn't it? And people want to go out and celebrate, and then you get predators doing this. You can understand that people are nervous.
It's disgraceful, yeah. And I'm just trying to work out the timing. I think it would probably be around about lunchtime, wouldn't it, on New Year's Eve on a Saturday in the UK when New Year's starts to come through the rest of the world. So you sit in, I guess you sit on the lounge, you watch the sport, you get yourself ready to celebrate there and you watch the fireworks from Sydney Harbour. What about lunchtime in London?
That's it. That, to me, I'm not just saying this, that is the big one. Sydney Harbour Bridge, you can't beat that. London Thames, it's good, but there's something about that one. And then you carry on watching and you get America. And it's great just watching it all. We're a bit late to the party, aren't we? But we get there eventually.
Yeah, you do. All right, John, you have a good new year and we'll talk again very soon. Thank you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you. Happy New Year.
John Adderley there from the UK with the UK Report. Of course, that's the way it works over the over the new year. They see us. We then watch them, and then I think it's mid-afternoon on New Year's Day, we see it, the final big one from New York, where if you watch, CNN has a phenomenal coverage of New Year's. There's a couple of fellows who have been doing it for years, and it's very entertaining, so I can recommend that as well.